right, let's hook you up with Ed Sheeran on the show this morning. He's in a studio in London. You're welcome to ask him questions. We'll even put one person, lucky fangirl, on the line with Ed this morning. You can send us your SMSs with your questions to 37942. First words, Ed Sheeran. Look us up on Twitter, hashtag JackaBreakfast. So joining us on the line is Ed Sheeran. Good morning, Ed. You well, man?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to speak to you. Thanks for your time.
Of course, man.
I know that you've been off from the tour with the wrist and the elbow. Has it been, have you been relaxing, maybe enjoying the time off the stage, or has it been frustrating for you?
Do you know what? I filled it with work. So I've, I've been putting in interviews such as this, and I've been done a few TV shows in England and stuff. So it's not actually been that frustrating.
Okay, cool. Let's get one of your biggest fans on the line to ask you a question this morning, Ed. It is 17-year-old Yolandi. Hi, Yolandi.
Hi.
I believe that you're a big Ed Sheeran fan, is that right?
Yes, I am.
All right, what is your favorite Ed Sheeran song?
Thinking Out Loud.
All right, fantastic. Well, listen, have you met Ed Sheeran before? Have you seen one of his concerts? Would you like to?
No, I haven't, and I'd love to.
All right, what is your question?
Like, he's the most romantic artist of our time, so I would like to know, how would he propose to a girl?
Ed?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Yeah, I'm well. I reckon I would probably do it in the middle of nowhere on our own and just kind of have it as the sun sets, I reckon, with a nice bottle of wine.
Thanks for your question, Yolandi.
It's a pleasure.
Listen, your Insta followers suggested that maybe, you know, you continue with the tour and get a fan up on stage to play the guitar, or, you know, continue without the guitar. But I think it's probably just, is it a comfort thing for you?
No, I just, like, it's, I play a one-man show, so I don't have a band at all. So the 50% of the show is me using my arms, so I can't really get someone else to come up and do that.
I see that also. I follow you on Instagram, obviously. I see you like the odd beer. I mean, you just look like a really chilled oak to hang out with. I really hope that we can enjoy a beer here with you in South Africa sometime soon. Any plans?
I was planning on coming out next year before I broke my arm. And now when we were going to do the shows, we have to reschedule these Asia shows. So it will probably end up being the year after. But there was the wheels were definitely in motion.
I saw you posted a picture on Instagram with yourself and James Blunt announcing that you guys got engaged. I know that you're good friends and that he often tours with you. What has he told you about us? And be honest, please. He's been here.
Yeah, he definitely likes to have fun, and he said that he had quite a lot of fun with you guys. So it just sounds like a good party place to go.
Do you think we have anything in common as South Africans and yourself as an English?
Yeah, I think there's a lot in common. I mean, I know a load of South Africans in London, and they're very, it's very similar to the English culture of drinking, I think, the same as Australians. So I definitely think we would get on.
Ed Sheeran on the line this morning. If you have questions for Ed, let's pop them in. Do it. SMS us 37942. First words, Ed Sheeran. Hook us up on Twitter, hashtag JackaBreakfast. And any questions for Ed? Very, very welcome. You can send them to us on 37942. First words, Ed Sheeran, with your name, please. On the line right now is Natasha. Morning, Natasha. Are you a big Ed Sheeran fan?
For sure.
Great stuff. Okay, what do you want to know from Ed Sheeran this morning? Talk to him.
I'd like to know if he enjoyed his role on Game of Thrones.
Good one. Ed?
I did, yeah, man. It was proper fun. Proper fun. I mean, it was different, but it was, very, very fun.
Do you have anything for us inside on season 8, by the way? Do you know the producers or anything?
I do know the producers, but I don't have any insight. I don't think even their family probably even know.
I know, I've heard it's like the best kept secret. Listen, just talking about your songs, but which song is the closest to you?
Probably Perfect, if I'm honest. I'm not just saying that because it's the next single, but it is probably that.
We are enjoying it right now. We're playing it. It's on our playlist as we speak. And the easiest song for you to write so far?
Sounds weird, but probably Shape of You, because I wasn't intending for it to be mine, so I just kind of rushed through it. But it turned out quite well.
You were writing it, or you had intentions of writing it for?
Well, it started off as an idea for Little Mix, the girl band. So that was the first idea. But then, I don't know. It just, I just never expected I'd be singing it.
You've written a couple of songs away. Any regrets so far that you wish you just kept to yourself?
No, because like my thing is, you can always write more songs. I never really get too precious on songs.
More fan questions coming as we speak. Someone says you look very laid back and very chill. Do you ever get nervous?
I got nervous before Glastonbury, and I was nervous before Wembley Stadium, but by and large, not hugely, no.
Cool stuff. When it comes to touring, what's the best and the worst part of it?
I don't don't really know if there is a worse part of it. You basically, I mean, I guess being away from your friends and family, but you basically get paid every day to entertain people and make people happy.
Can't be too bad then. And it, when it comes to the writing process, I mean, you really are one of the finest writers of our time. I mean, is it a
Thank
conscious
you.
Effort for you? Do you sit down and say, now I'm going to write a song, or does it happen at any time?
You know, I kind of cut out parts of my week for it. So I'll go in and be like, right, today I'm writing songs. It isn't a constant thing, but I do write a lot when I do go in.
Your favorite collab that you'd like to do still?
I reckon Beyonce or Eminem. I think they're the two on my list that I'd love to do.
That is really cool. Another fan question coming in. The weirdest person you've met backstage at a concert?
James Blunt, I reckon.
I kind of saw that coming. Well, listen, we really hope that you come out to South Africa soon.
I know, me too, man. I'm really sorry I haven't been there yet. It's definitely somewhere that I really, really want to come and play. And I know that there's a lot of love out there. So I just want to come and show it back.
Absolutely. We love playing your music and we'd love to see you live and we follow you on your social media. One day you can give us a shout out there and a heads up when you're coming out to South Africa. Keep writing the great songs. We are loving Perfect at the moment. We're loving the album and your odd appearance in a film here and there as well. It's all good. We love you, Ed.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Cool. Cheers. Bye. It's Ed Sheeran speaking to us from London this morning. Thanks for your questions. Hooking up on Instagram is a funny guy and a very laid-back guy, as you can tell. Perfect tone for the start of a chilled weekend, man. Jacaranda FM Breakfast. Goeiemôre.